ice level by general manager and head coach Mark Lamb. And coach, just a battle all night long. Thought maybe you played better to at least get a point tonight, but I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench this evening.
Yeah, it was. We got, once again, we got chased in the game a little bit, but we got back in it, and it was, it was a hard-fought game by both teams.
I actually thought your compete level was high. I know you didn't get a lot of shots, but sometimes you have to credit the opposition, and we've said how hard it is to win these double headers, and this Seattle team was so determined. You'd beaten them twice within a week, and you guys competed, but they were there as well, and sometimes, you know, you can compete hard, and it just doesn't work your way.
Yeah, it was kind of like that tonight. There was, we had a lot of good things. You know, we scored a couple on our power play. They got, they got one. You know, Coots is a special player, and he had a big game. And Mertka makes a big difference on their team. But we grinded away, and that unfortunate goal at the end, put it away for them.
Yeah, Alex Levshin, tough one there. I mean, me and Hartley recognized that something was up with him about like 5 to 6 minutes into the hockey game. He was laboring towards something, but Josh Ravensbergen had to come in on, I guess, pretty short notice, but I thought terrific. But on the same token, I thought Alex grinded in there despite probably not feeling 100% in that first period.
Yeah, he tweaked, something. He tried to fight through it, but he couldn't go. So he Rav went in there and played really good. It was a tough, hard-fought game by both teams, and we came up short.
One thing you have always stressed, and I think sometimes it sounds like it's cliche, but it really is true, and I'm going to give you an example. And you always say, there's no easy games, it is hard to win games, and don't look at the standings. And I'll tell you, you won't even know this, but Penticton's ahead of Everett 7-0. And this Everett team hasn't lost a regulation. But this is just telling you how difficult it is and how the lower teams are, they're right there with the top teams. We've seen examples, and you're off to a great start this season. You played very, very well. And yet, Tri-City has knocked you off Seattle. I mean, and then you see Penticton doing this, walloping in Everett. This is an example of what you've been preaching all along.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, and especially in it's so early in the season. And any given night, any team can win. The parity in this league is huge. And Seattle's a good team. Doesn't matter where they are in the standings. Look at their players. Look at their matchups that we had to go against tonight. And then you add that big D in there, and it just puts everybody in place. So they're a team that's built well. They're going to win a lot of games this year.
Yeah, two first-round picks on your roster, usually in a good spot. Coach, you're 12 games in now, right? You're 8-4, and a lot of good things from your group. There's just been, when you look at the goal scoring, when you look at the defense that you brought back, you knew they were going to be great. Your goaltending's been great. 12 games in, you must be pretty happy with things are at, but obviously a lot of things to work on as well.
Always. It's construction all the time, and, you're actually never happy where you're at in this game. That's just the reality of it. And, there's lots of things that we can improve on, and we know where it's at. And we're trying to figure out some players in and out of the lineup to see where they fit, and it's starting to make a little more sense.
Well, you got 3-3 coming up. Those are always difficult. You've had an excellent road start at 4-0, but now the next six on the road, you know how difficult that's going to be. 3-3 is the most difficult. You have to do that twice this season. Is this a good time to have a little bit of a break before you have so many games on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. We get a couple really good days of practice. We'll take tomorrow off. Everybody needs a day off, and then we'll get right back at it and go up to Portland.
Yeah. Well said, Coach. Appreciate the time as always.
Yep, thank you.
General Manager and Head Coach Mark Lamb in our post-game show. And appreciate